наші гори, де по лісах гуляли гінь. Шумить потік там край Дібровий, Буник прожив там 20 літ. А в ту пору, а в ту пору, як лютий ворог по селах розбрив. Згуляємо собі по лісах, я гуляв довбу ще колись.
Гей же гу, гей же гу гу, гей же га, гей же га га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу гу, гей же га, гей же га га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада.
Наші гори твердинею в лютий час, а віковічні темні бори від ворогів хоронять нас. А як здобудемо, здобудемо країну, то гори все шумітимуть. Тут бились наші партизани, що влили пімсту в нашу грудь.
Гей же гу, гей же гу гу, гей же га, гей же га га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу гу, гей же га, гей же га га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто зна.
Час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу гу, гей же га, гей же га га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада.
Гей же гу, гей же гу гу, гей же га, гей же га га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу гу, гей же га, гей же га га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада.
And a group from Ukraine, and this is from a compilation CD called Ukrainska Heroichnya Pisnya, and that is courtesy Kraina Mri and Oleg Skripka, sent quite a few years ago, but who would have known just how timely it would become some time later. That song was Oy Yak Lyublyu Tsi Hore, Oh How I Love These Hills, and the group is Flauza. And again, that is from compilation CD called Ukrainska Heroichnya Pisnya, Ukrainian Heroic Songs. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна Макорі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program for you and some new features coming up. So we've got our usual recipe, and Sylvia will be telling us about a recipe that's just on the cusp of seasonality, and also is very timely given something that is going on in Ukraine in the fashion world, believe it or not. So how food and fashion merge, stay tuned and you'll find out. We'll also be joined by Sonia Holiad, who is the executive director of the Toronto Ukrainian Festival. We actually spoke Wednesday on the live edition of Nash Holos, and I've got some excerpts, pretty much most of it actually, slightly edited for you, because if you're not planning to go to Toronto, or you're not sure what to expect at the Ukrainian Festival, Sonia will be giving us a great sneak preview. So stay tuned for that. As well, we will have some news items, and this is courtesy Ukraine Today, a brand new English language news service which launched in Ukraine on August 24th. So we've got news again for you courtesy of them. So stay tuned for that as well. Something I've been waiting to bring you a long, long time. And it is called Victor's Vignettes. This is memoirs by Victor Sergeyev, who lives in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. And unfortunately, Victor has come down with multiple sclerosis, so he is not able to voice his own stories. But he is a prolific writer. He loves to tell stories. And we have found somebody in Toronto, courtesy of the Euromaidan Canada group. His name is Serhii Kaznadi, and he'll be narrating Victor's stories, and we have the first coming up for you today. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll have our usual proverb of the week as well, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, another tune from this compilation CD that opened up our program, and this is a song by a group with an unusual and rather long name, Tanets na Maidani Kongo, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Pleve Chovin, The Ship Sails.
Пливе човен води повин, та все хлюк-хлюк-хлюк-хлюк, та все хлюк-хлюк-хлюк-хлюк, та все хлюк-хлюк-хлюк-хлюк. Їде козак до дівчини, та все тук-тук-тук-тук, та все тук-тук-тук-тук, та все тук. Дівчинонька, червоним намистом, червоним намистом, червоним намистом. Бо прийдеться, доведеться намисто збувати, намисто збувати, намисто збувати. Молодому козаченьку тютюн купувати, тютюн купувати, тютюн купувати. Не хвастайся, козаченько, кучерявим чубом, кучерявим чубом, кучерявим чубом. Бо прийдеться, доведеться підаршин ставати, підаршин ставати, кучері збувати. Пливе човен води повен, та все хлюк-хлюк-хлюк-хлюк, та все хлюк-хлюк-хлюк-хлюк, та все хлюк-хлюк-хлюк-хлюк.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
Чорнобривая, навари, милая, навари, милая, навари, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
Та дрів вже немає, милий мій миленький, та дрів вже немає, голуб мій сизенький.
Нарубай, милая, нарубай, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Нарубай, милая, нарубай, милая, нарубай. Моя чорнобривая.
Та сил вже немає, милий мій миленький, та сил вже немає, голуб мій сизенький.
Помирай, милая, помирай, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Помирай, милая, помирай, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
А з ким будеш доживати, милий мій миленький?
Чорнобривая, іскумой, милая, іскумой, милая, іскумой, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
Та пішли вже додому, милий мій миленький, варенички наварю, голуб мій сизенький.
Не палуй, милая, не палуй, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Не палуй, милая, не палуй, милая, не палуй.
And a group from Ukraine, a very popular folk group by the name of Express, and that is from a CD collection of traditional Ukrainian folk songs, and that was Varenechka, a song about everybody's favorite food, also known as pierogies, and I'll be looking forward to sampling some of those at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival and see if they make them out east as well as we do out here in the west. At any rate, maybe we'll have a pierogi contest at some point in the future, but I'm looking forward to sampling some of those as well as some other delicacies. Speaking of food, Sylvia's got a seasonal recipe, just barely seasonal. Cucumbers are pretty much coming to an end, but you can still find, I still have a few on my vines. And she's also going to be talking to you about a herb that is very popular in Ukrainian cookery. And keep that one in mind for coming up in the news section, and that will solve the puzzle if you're wondering about how it works with fashion. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Here's some interesting facts about dill. Dill seed are flat, oval, and slightly brown. Dill weed leaves are bright green, and the flavor of dill weed is delicate, more subtle than dill seed, and imparts a pleasing flavor to mild or bland foods. Dill seed have a strong, aromatic, and characteristic flavor. Dill seed are used in dill pickles, salads, sauerkraut, green beans, egg dishes, tomato juice, soups, sauces, cottage and cream cheese, stews, pickled beets, salad dressings, breads, butters, and in preparing fish and chicken. Dill weed is used in salads, sauces, egg dishes, tomato juice, vegetables, breads, fish, shellfish recipes, cottage or cream cheese, salad dressings, noodles, rice, and may be used as a garnish. I don't think there is a more refreshing vegetable soup than chilled cucumber soup. It's light, easy to make, and very healthy. You'll need the following: 2 cucumbers peeled, 4 green onions chopped, 8 radishes finely chopped, 1 teaspoon salt or to taste, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of dill weed, and a dollop of sour cream or yogurt to garnish if desired. Grate the cucumbers, mix with the chopped onion, diced radish, lemon juice, salt, and water. Then taste to adjust the seasoning. Sprinkle with dill weed and chill thoroughly. Garnish with a dollop of sour cream or yogurt if desired. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. The 18th annual Bloor West Village Toronto Ukrainian Festival, the world's largest Ukrainian street festival, will be in full swing September 12th to 14th. Performers from across Canada and the U.S., plus main stage headliners Teak Band from Ukraine and Edmonton's Shumka Dancers. Great food, displays, and a special Maidan recreation. Catch the Ukrainian spirit on Bloor Street West between Runnymede and Jane Subway stations. Find out more at ukrainianfestival.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Ontario, yours to discover.
Не свято у нас сьогодні, музика лунає, грайте труби і гітари, хай народ гуляє. Математику вчити немає бажання, але все життя як квадратне рівняння. Х може в Y-ка перевтілиться в кишені нуль, а на нуль не ділиться. Навіщо сидіти і рахувати, коли є з ким випити і погуляти? І доки музика грає, ех, наливай, душа співає, ей, гуляй, доки гуляється, доки пісня співається. Пифагор написав теорему, але тим самим не зняв проблему. Формула є, весь народ радіє, а в любовному трикутнику вона не діє. Навіщо сидіти, гол ламати, коли є з ким випити і погуляти? Доки музика грає, ех, наливай, душа співає, ех, гуляй, доки гуляється, доки пісня співається.
That was the Teak Band from Ukraine and Hulyai Narod. And the Teak Band will be the headliner band on one of many at Toronto's Ukrainian Festival coming up next weekend. And I will be there and bringing back some great stories, I'm sure. But meanwhile, last Wednesday, we spoke with Sonia Holia, the executive director of Toronto's Ukrainian Festival. And I've got that interview for you now. On the line. line now is Sonia Holyad, who is the executive director with the Toronto Ukrainian Festival and the organizer extraordinaire. Vitayu, Sonia.
Дякую, Paulette. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And how about you? You were telling me that you're pretty tired. We spoke earlier this morning, and you said you didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. What's that about?
Well, every year there's the one night that you just go through the night, and that's the night that you have to make an enormous chart of every single rental that you need for the festival on an 8-block stretch. And it's like a gigantic jigsaw puzzle that you put together for the rental company. And last night was the night to do that. So I finished this morning.
Good for you. And you said in eight blocks?
The festival is now 8 blocks long. And in our 18th year, we started in a parking lot. And after a few years, we moved out onto Bloor Street, and we expanded and expanded. We are now 8 city blocks long.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, you sent me a map earlier today, and I had a look at this, and you have got a ton of stuff going on. Holy man, what a great, you need a clone just to take it all in.
I know, it's a big festival, which is why it's on for 3 days, and we encourage people to try and spend as much time as possible on site, because not everything happens in the same way every day. So it really is a 3-day festival in terms of being able to enjoy new things every day.
Now, you start on Friday at 5 o'clock, correct?
We do.
Okay, and there's going to be a book launch, and I didn't realize that Victor Malarek had another book out.
Yes, he's published his first fiction, and it's based on an orphanage in Ukraine and some of the themes that he has written about in a nonfiction way and investigated in his career. And so he wanted to launch that within the festival, and so that is taking place on Friday evening.
Well, I look forward to getting a copy of that book. And then you've got the stage show at 7 o'clock, but you've got more than one stage show.
We have two stages now. We used to have a second stage that was something we called the Teach Me to Dance stage. And the Snod Dance Group used to give dance lessons, and we used to have children's activities. But last year, because there's so much amazing talent and we can't accommodate it all on our main stage, we decided that we would expand the quality of the Runnymede stage, make it a professional but smaller stage, and give a home to some of the performers who are on our main stage, but others who are individual, sometimes solo artists, and they just don't have a backing group or something that stands up on a huge stage, but they're phenomenal on a smaller, more intimate stage. And so we now program the second stage nonstop, much the way we do our main stage.
Who is going to be performing? We've heard from Teak, and this is a new band that I only heard about through you recently, and I see some more familiar names on the lineup there.
Well, Teak is actually huge in Ukraine.
Right.
They're from Venezia.
Okay.
We have, of course, lots of excitement and buzz around the fact that Shumka is coming in from Edmonton. People are really excited about that. And we have the Gerdan Band from Washington. We have Chim Band from New York. Zvuk from Montreal. And, of course, our perennial Vasil Popadyuk, who does a phenomenal show on the Friday evening. And he's being joined this year by another band from Ukraine called Rock H. So those are our from away groups. Suzeria, also from Calgary, is coming in. And then we have just a wealth of talent from the local area of Toronto and surrounding areas here in Ontario. So our challenge is to try to find space for people, and it's heartbreaking to have to turn people down, but we could program 3 stages easily throughout the weekend.
Yeah, the only downside to that, of course, is that you can't be at 2 concerts, 3
exactly.
concerts at one time, and that's, you know, I'm looking so forward to coming out, Sonia. I'm just so excited. This will be my first time to the Ukrainian Festival in Toronto, and I'm just beside myself because I won't be able to take it all in. I'm a little bit greedy that way.
It's a great event. We're looking forward to seeing you here in Toronto, too. It'll be nice to have you.
Yeah, now there's going to be other stuff going on, too. You've got, like, stuff for families, or lots of food, Ukrainian food, of course.
There's the usual, obviously, delicious food. We have a midway for children. We have vendors with all kinds of crafts. We have an art exhibit. We have a film festival.
Oh.
The Ukrainian Museum of Canada, Ontario branch, is doing a beautiful Ukraine pavilion again this year, and they're focusing this year on the central Dnipro region in honor of what is going on in Ukraine. And then I think one of our showpieces this year is something that we're all really looking forward to, and that is our Journey Through Maidan exhibit. And that is being put on by the festival in conjunction with the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress and the Euromaidan Committee. And they are just working away, doing a phenomenal job on what is really going to be a recreation of the Maidan. So it's going to take up a good chunk of a city block here in Toronto, and they're going to have the barricades, they're going to have the oil drums, they're going to have a medical tent set up. There's going to be a wall of poppies in honor of the fallen. There will be the blue and yellow piano recreated. Uh-huh. The Yolka will be there.
What's the what?
And,
sorry?
And a children's area, a discussion area. I think it's just going to be incredible.
Sonia, what's the Yolka?
The Yolka you might remember from photos of the Maidan was the very large Christmas tree-shaped metal structure.
Okay.
And it had posters all over it. And
all
I
right.
believe that it became a symbol of the Maidan because I believe that Yanukovych was giving a speech, as I'm told, and forgot the Ukrainian word for Yelenka and said Yolka. So that it's not a Ukrainian word, but it was adapted in sort of a sarcastic way to become a symbol of one of the symbols of the Maidan. And
you also have the catapult. I recall that just stuck in my mind, the catapult. That was amazing.
The catapult was there. I don't know that we're going to have the catapult, but it's going to be a very emotional and, I think provocative exhibit recreation. And I think it's just something extremely important to do at this time because obviously what's going on in Ukraine is tragic and heartbreaking, and yet here we are hosting a festival, and a widely anticipated festival. But festivals, by their nature, are lighthearted, fun events. But they also serve, I think, two very important purposes. And one is to allow Ukrainians to celebrate our heritage, or in many cases, to reconnect with it, because we get a lot of people coming in and saying, my grandmother was Ukrainian, and it's just great to be part of this. But I think for me, the most important thing about a festival of this size and quality is that it allows people from other cultures to get to know us. We have a widely diverse audience coming to our festival in terms of their heritage. And, at times like this, it's almost impossible to not be aware of Ukraine in the media, but this is our chance to say, come on over and meet us and learn about our history and enjoy our fabulous dancing and get emotional about our music and, look at the intricate stitches on a sorochka and imagine the old lady or the young lady embroidering that at night by candlelight. And it's our way of saying, come and learn about us and learn what we've been fighting for throughout our history. It's not just that it's a great time, but there is a huge acknowledgement about the reality of Ukraine now.
Well, and I think it's very valuable that, to be doing that. Yes, a festival is lighthearted. There's singing and there's dancing, but you need that because there's so much sadness right now surrounding a war, and you need that just as a mental break for everybody.
Exactly.
And I think also it's a good, I think if people in Ukraine know that there is a big celebration in Toronto, Canada, of all places, celebrating Ukrainian culture, that's got to be a big boost to the people out there slogging it out and risking their lives and losing them.
I hope so. We have a very lively Facebook page for our festival, and we have a lot of followers from Ukraine, from around the world, who are not Ukrainian. It's always interesting to see who follows us, but certainly a lot of input from Ukrainians in Ukraine, and we have always been supportive in terms of our community work here as well, and I think they have often acknowledged that gratefully on our Facebook page.
Well, and anybody else can follow your Facebook page if somebody's looking for a great festival to go to, whether you are able to travel from the West Coast with me out to Toronto, yes, or you're someplace closer by. By all means, follow the Toronto Ukrainian Festival Facebook page and keep up on what's going on and find out where to find them and get all the latest, right?
Exactly.
And where else can people look for you online?
We have a Twitter page, a Twitter account, so that is TORUKR Festival.
Okay.
And we will be tweeting live throughout the weekend, which is something else new for us this year.
Fantastic. And now, if you're looking for the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, you're in Toronto, it'll be on Bloor Street.
It's on Bloor Street in what is known as Bloor West Village, and that is the emotional heart of the Ukrainian community here in Toronto. And if you're coming by TTC, which is certainly advised, it is either Runnymede or Jane Station will be right there. You'll be right at the door of the festival.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm looking so forward to seeing you there. Hopefully some of our listeners as well, we can hook up. And it's just going to be a great time. So try to get some sleep before then, Sonia. You're going to need it.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And that was Sonia Holiad with the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, and that's coming up September 12th, 13th, and 14th in Toronto in the Bloor West Village.
Цілий тиждень на роботі, заклопотаний в турботі, якби поскоріше наступили вихідні, щоби з друзями зібратись, трошки в банці поплескатись, за здоров'я жінки треба ж випить по одній. Чоловіче щастя, баби, пиво, рок-н-рол, і щоби по телеку йшов бокс або футбол. Чоловіче щастя. Чоловіки в тривозі, якось 8 березня нам треба пережить. Свято це завжди чудово, але тут одне хреново, що жінкам на свято щось потрібно подарить. Чоловіче щастя, баби, пиво, рок-н-рол, і щоби по телеку йшов бокс або футбол. Чоловіче щастя, баби, пиво, рок-н-рол, і щоби по телеку йшов бокс або футбол. І супермени чекають з нетерпінням міжнародний женський день. Подарований тюльпанчик, залпом випити стаканчик, за жінок нам випити не впадло і не лінь. Чоловіче щастя, бабе, пиво, рок-н-рол, і щоби по телеку йшов бокс або футбол. Чоловіче щастя, бабе, пиво, рок-н-рол, і щоби по телеку йшов бокс або футбол.
Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
And now the latest news from Ukraine Today.
The international human rights group Amnesty International has accused Russia of fueling the insurgent uprising in eastern Ukraine, revealing satellite images indicating a buildup of Russian armor and artillery near the Ukrainian border. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied any involvement in the fighting in Ukraine, but satellite imagery and testimony gathered by the organization provide compelling evidence that the fighting has burgeoned into what Amnesty International now considers an international armed conflict, despite the fragile ceasefire announced on September 5th in Minsk.
Famed Russian musician and leader of Soviet rock band The Time Machine, Andrei Makarevich, has introduced a new song named My Country Has Gone Mad. The anti-war song was presented during the open studio show Echo of Moscow in the capital's Gogol Boulevard. The musician has already become the center of a Kremlin witch hunt for his anti-war position. Makarevich openly opposed the illegal annexation of Crimea and Russian aggression aimed at Ukraine. After performing a concert in Donbass in support of the liberation of Slovyansk from Kremlin-backed insurgents, Makarevich suffered severe criticism and persecution in his home country. The legendary Russian musician, who has thousands of fans in Russia and around the world, recently appealed to President Putin in an open letter, brushing off claims of being a traitor and Nazi collaborator, while stating that only crimes made were made by Russia.
An Estonian security officer has been abducted near the Russian border and detained by Russia's Secret Service, according to Estonian officials. The alleged kidnapping happened days after President Obama vowed to defend the Baltic state as a NATO member during a visit to the Estonian capital Tallinn. It was at this checkpoint the unidentified abductors are said to have jammed radio communication and used a smoke grenade to snatch the Estonian Internal Secret Service officer. Moscow claims the FSB arrested the officer on Russian territory whilst undertaking an intelligence operation. He was apparently caught with a gun, 5,000 euros and a document that appeared to be an espionage assignment. Diplomatic relations between Estonia, an ex-Soviet state, and Russia have soured in recent months. The Baltic countries and Poland have been especially alarmed by Russia's invasion of Crimea and backing to the insurgency in eastern Ukraine. About a quarter of Estonia's population is made up of ethnic Russians.
As Ukraine's military continues to battle Kremlin-backed insurgents and Russian troops in the east of the country, in the west, residents of the city of Lviv are being taught how to survive a military siege. Men will be trained in army affairs and women will complete courses in first aid. The mayor of the city is convinced that defending against Russian military intervention will be a long and grueling battle, which everyone needs to prepare for. We're all currently faced with a war, and each one of us will have to make an effort in order for a nation not to be enslaved. None of us have any doubts about Moscow's true intentions, which are the complete destruction of the Ukrainian state and the enslavement of the Ukrainian people. During this academic school year, students in Lviv will be learning what to do in case the city is seized by Russian-backed militants. Older, mainly high school students will learn how to operate military equipment and weaponry, while younger students will learn first aid. Skepticism was the keynote in Ukrainian capital Kyiv following the announcement of a ceasefire between Ukrainian forces and Kremlin-backed insurgents in East Ukraine. The deal aims to bring 5 months of fighting to an end. No, I don't believe in it at all. It's another possibility for Putin and his accomplices to regroup and start a new offensive against Ukraine. I believe no agreement should have been signed. There is no point in it. Putin doesn't need Donbass in its current state. He needs to destabilize Ukraine completely. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says a full peace deal must also involve Russia removing all forces from East Ukraine. I believe Putin will not abandon his plans because a lot of resources and efforts were spent to seize a part of Ukraine. The Kremlin denies having any role in the conflict, despite mounting evidence to the contrary, including Russian soldiers being captured on Ukrainian territory. I don't believe in it. Russia has deceived us a lot of times. It will deceive us one more time. The conflict in East Ukraine has claimed over 2,000 lives since it began in April, after Russia illegally annexed the Ukrainian Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea.
Kyiv activists have transformed a derogatory Russian term about Ukrainians and turned it into the country's latest humorous patriotic brand. Two designers have begun manufacturing T-shirts with the Russian word ukrop, which means the herb dill in English. The entrepreneurs say they want to reinvent the word by using it in their designs, including one alongside Ukrainian national symbols, two Cossack swords and a shield. It's a beautiful symbol. It is very Ukrainian. The dill is always in potatoes. It is always in the soup. It's always with us. It's always near to our hearts. It is located between the stomach and the heart. It protects the main energy centers of Ukrainians. The activists have made another five patriotic designs, including one that says, "The enemy will not pass." All profits from the sale of these shirts go to the aid of our army, the volunteer battalions, and the people who suffered in the result of the occupation. The dill T-shirts are part of the latest wave of patriotic fashion designs as Ukrainians promote their national identity in the face of Russian aggression.
And that's the news for today, courtesy Ukraine Today. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, other social media, and on YouTube. And, of course, you can find them online, Ukraine Today. that is a song going back a few decades by a group called Veseli Muzika, which means happy musicians. That was recorded in Ukraine back in probably the 1970s or 80s. And that is from a compilation CD of 200 MP3s of songs from the past that I picked up a couple of summers ago in Ukraine. And that is a sound, one of many sounds, that Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv and many, many of his fellow Soviet citizens grew up hearing, a lot of it probably underground. And we'll be bringing you a lot of information and stories from those days, what life was like back then. Starting with this one, and he's talking about one of my favorite things that we do on this program and have been doing from day one, and that is Ukrainian proverbs. Here now is Serhiy Krasnodi from Toronto narrating the first of Viktor Sergeyev's vignettes.
Hello, dobrý den. My name is Serhiy Krasnodi in Toronto, Canada, and I am pleased to narrate Viktor's vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine. These stories were written by Viktor Sergeyev, who lives in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. Viktor worked as freelance technical translator from English, but now has multiple sclerosis, which makes speaking difficult for him. But he finds great joy and a creative outlet in writing and sharing his stories online and here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You can find Viktor's original transcripts along with his commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. Links and audio files at nashholos.com. Baba is what I called my granny on my father's side, or sometimes just simply Ba. My Baba was an amazing woman. Her folk wisdom and wit still inspire me to this day, even though I didn't really even know her. I was only 2 years old when she died, so there were times growing up when I wondered if I invented her myself. But she definitely did exist. I know this because throughout my childhood years, my mom was in the habit of prefacing folk sayings with, "As your Baba said." As a rule, in Ukrainian, the sayings rhymed and made great sense. Here are a few examples. Vmila hotuvate, ta ne vmila podavate. Good cooking, but poor presentation. Deševa rybka, погана юшка. Cheap fish makes bad soup. Не так сталося, як гадалося. Appearances can be deceiving. Що швидко робиться, то криве родиться. Haste makes waste. В чужих руках завжди більший шматок. The neighbor's grass is always greener. За дурною головою і ногам нема спокою. A foolish head creates restless legs. Дай Боже нашому теляті вовка з'їсти. Please, Lord, allow our calf to eat a wolf. Не вчи рибу плавати. Do not teach a fish to swim. Дальше очі, дальше серце. Out of sight, out of mind. Дурень думкою багатіє. A foolish man creates wealth only in his mind. As a child, I was very proud to have such an astute and wise granny. As I grew older, of course, I realized that she was not, in fact, the actual author of these remarkable sayings. Still, Ukrainian proverbs always remind me of my granny. So the habit of adding, "as my Baba said," will last forever. I am Serhiy Krasnodi in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Viktor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
Штайр заспіваю, дуже файні мені. наша в столку розпустила коси. До країн цілого світу з дружбом ще відносим. Побратими дороги, сусіди поляки, наші дружні почуття із самого серця. Хей, забава, рок-н-рол до рана, пий, гуляй, веселись, токар з посернечу рис. Добре попрацюєм, нове ми збудуєм, в нашому ріднім серед-серу. Раз, два, три, гуляра, хей, забава, рок-н-рол до рана.
And the crazy Brateha Dukhina Vipers brothers from Ukraine, and a throwback to that era. Hey, Zabava, SSSR. Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. This month, 42 musicians from the Kiev Symphony Orchestra and Chorus will present a powerful acoustic, classical, sacred music concert, along with stories, to raise awareness and support for refugees fleeing foreign invasion and war in Ukraine. Four performances in the Greater Vancouver area, all at 7 p.m., at University Chapel, UBC, on September 11th, at Willingdon Church in Burnaby on September 14th, North Langley Community Church in Langley on September 15th, and Bethany Baptist in Richmond on September 16th. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted to support the Ministry of Music Mission Kiev in Ukraine. On Friday, September 12th, there will be a roundtable perspective on the Ukraine crisis presented by the School for International Studies at Simon Fraser University. It will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. in room 2270, Sauder Industries Policy Room at Simon Fraser University, Harbor Center, second floor, 515 West Hastings Street in Vancouver. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час домові сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Доброму і варність людини можна пізнати по її ділах щоденне. And our proverb of the week translates as the worth of a person may be seen by his or her daily deeds. Well, that just about wraps it up for another program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Just a reminder that starting November 1st, our time will be changing from Sunday 5 p.m. to Saturday at 6 p.m., still here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. So make sure to make all the necessary changes to make sure that you don't miss this show starting in November at our new time slot of 6 p.m. on Saturday. So to take us to the end of our program, a couple of tunes that you will definitely need your dancing boots for. We'll have the female beat with the May Day Retreat and the Ukrainian old-timers with the Spark Plug Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!